This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. Well, the fall sports season is in full swing, and today we're focusing on the recent success of a program at Middlebury College, but perhaps not the one you'd expect. While the Panthers have long been a hockey powerhouse in NESCAC, the New England Small College Athletic Conference, it's the football program that's now garnering a lot of attention for its winning ways, especially since the team is fielding an increasing number of players from Vermont. Our sports correspondent Andy Gardner has been writing about Middlebury's pigskin prowess, and he joins us now in our VPR studios. Andy, thanks for being with us.
Always happy to be with you, Mitch.
So how recent is Middlebury football's success?
Well, go back over the last four seasons, and they're 24-5, including 4-1 this year. Bob Ritter, a former player, became head coach in 2001, taking over for the long time Mickey Heineken, and after a number of 4-4 seasons and this recent surge, they've really become an upper echelon NESCAC school.
So what's going on with this number of in-state players? I mean, who are some of the names we should be looking at here?
Well, Middlebury's always had some representation of Vermont kids, but usually it's one or two on a 75-man roster. Right now, they've got five former Vermont High School stars, three of whom were the Gatorade Players of the Year. They have a junior from Burton, quarterback Jake Stalkup. They have two sophomores from South Burlington, wide receiver Tanner Contois and quarterback Jared Leibowitz, and a pair of freshmen from Middlebury Union, Bobby Ritter, the coach's son, and Austin Robinson, who were the spark plugs on those back-to-back undefeated state championship teams.
Now, Contois, as you've written about, is coming off an injury-plagued year. I think he missed about a year. Is that right?
He was injured in the championship game of his senior season. He tore a knee ligament. And while he came back and rehabbed well, his freshman year, his last season, he just did not feel quite right. And he and Coach Ritter decided it was best just take the year off, get yourself ready mentally and physically, and be ready to go this fall. And that's exactly what he's done.
And Leibowitz, the quarterback?
Leibowitz is a fascinating story. He played his freshman and sophomore years at South Burlington, but then moved to California with his father because he was aiming for a Division I scholarship and felt he could not be recruited at that level coming out of Vermont against that level of competition. He went to a high school, St. Francis, outside of Pasadena, a very high-powered program, was very, very successful, and earned a Division I scholarship from Nevada, Las Vegas.
And he's come back now.
He was a red shirt his freshman year, although he traveled with the team because he was the number three quarterback. And then a year ago, as a sophomore or a red shirt sophomore, he was the backup quarterback and actually played some serious minutes because of injuries. But he was homesick. He didn't really care for Las Vegas, and the emphasis was too much on football, not enough on academics. So he saw about transferring to Middlebury. And Coach Ritter was happy to have him. And he's a backup right now because Middlebury is blessed at the quarterback position. They actually have turned out into something of quarterback college down there. They've had a pair of 8,000-yard career passers in Donald McKillop and McCollum Foote. Matt Milano became the starter last year as a junior and was the offensive player of the year after throwing for more than 2,000 yards. This season, he's got 15 touchdowns and thrown for 1,500 yards, so Leibowitz is a backup to him as a sophomore. But Contois is also a kick returner. He has a 96-yard kickoff return for a score. Saturday against Bates, he caught a 36-yard scoring pass. Leibowitz has thrown a 36-yard TD pass and ran 40 yards for a score against Bates last Saturday. He has a different skill set from Milano, a rocket arm, but a really, really good runner who can run the read option.
Well, this success for the Middlebury football team, has it translated into increased attendance? Are folks on the campus more excited about the team these days?
There is a buzz around the football program. It's always, you know, a big draw. It's a beautiful stadium. Youngman Field is a beautiful, beautiful setting. And with tailgating, and the community is really rallied around this team because of its success and because of the local flavor. They have three games remaining. They can finish 7-1. Which probably would be second in the conference behind Amherst, which is gave them their only loss of the season. And folks who want to spend a nice Saturday, these next two Saturdays are Middlebury's final two home games against Trinity and Hamilton. Take the trip down Route 7 and check it out. It'll be a fun afternoon.
Our sports correspondent, Andy Gardner, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Mitch.